California walnut prices are down for growers, but there's no doubt walnuts are a great nut crop used in many things, but not as much as almonds. Dan Sumner is a distinguished professor in the Department of Agriculture and Resource Economics, and he's the director of the UC Agricultural Issues Center at UC Davis.
Walnuts have also not expanded their reach across products, so walnut milk hasn't taken off in a way, or walnut flour, but they are a traditional crop in bakery products. And that's because their price is more moderate. The growing costs and their price are more moderate, so that gives them more scope. It's also true, and of course, the biggest thing we can say about walnuts is they compete with a broader range of foreign producers. So we know that China is the largest walnut producer in the world. The quality's poor, the yields are poor. Part of that was misguided Chinese government programs thinking they were going to reforest parts of southern China and walnuts up the side of hillsides and things. Still, there's a lot of Chinese walnuts. At the same time, and it's one of these things you sometimes see in agriculture where you see, gee, China's the biggest producer, they can't be an importer. Oh, sure they can, because the Chinese consumers, when they get a little bit of money, will shift away from domestic walnuts and towards California walnuts at the luxury end of things.
It's recommended that you plant almonds high on the berm, where excess water will drain away from the tree, reducing the length of time that the crown is exposed to excess surface moisture. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.